We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
NFL Network's going to have live coverage of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine. It starts up tomorrow and goes through March 4th. We got to the waitfor.com hotline from NFL Network, Bucky Brooks.
Bucky.
Joining us at Bucky Brooks on Twitter. Morning to you, Bucky.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Pretty good, pretty good.
You know, Hugh and I were having a discussion earlier, Bucky, about the importance of the combine. And the reason that I ask is with all the different things now between everybody can be seen on TV and all the film, and obviously the Senior Bowl where NFL teams get to work with you for a whole week. You know, we're talking about right now at the combine, the number one story is what height is Kyler Murray going to measure in at? Where do you see the importance of the combine amongst all of the different platforms that NFL teams can evaluate players nowadays?
It's still a significant piece of the platform because it's the first time that coaches and scouts really get a chance to get around the players. When you're scouting in the fall, you go to the school, but you don't really get a chance to meet them. You don't get a chance to measure them and really assess who they are and what potentially they could bring into the locker room. And so it's not necessarily about the evaluation on what they do on the field. It's really getting to know them, get all the background and medical information in order, and then just trying to determine what kind of character they have and how that fits into the culture of your locker.
So Bucky, I know going to the combine, do you think there's more emphasis on the fact the workouts and all of those measurements, or more so on just trying to get in the head of the player? Which do you think is the most important thing for most teams?
You know, it really depends on the player, but a lot of times it's really just trying to get in the head of the player, because I want you to think about it this way. The only time you really get a chance to visit with players, you get 15 minutes at the combine during an interview session. You get whatever time you're able to spend around them at the pro day. And then if you bring them into the team for one of your 60 visits, that's not a lot of time to make some of these multi-million dollar decisions that you have to make. So what you're trying to do is quickly you're trying to assess, who is this guy? What is he about? How passionate is he about football? What other things does he have going on in his life that could potentially be distractions? And is he the kind of guy that we want to bring into the locker room? Yes, you have some guys who have medical situations and some other character issues that you want to vet out. But really, it's just that simple. It's really trying to get an introduction of who the player is, and does your team and coaching staff kind of like what he brings to the table outside of his play?
Bucky Brooks from NFL Network joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Of course, NFL Network's going to have all your coverage of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine March 1st, which is tomorrow, through March 4th. Give me a couple of names, Bucky, of guys that are on your radar that maybe you don't feel like you know as much about or haven't seen as much of that you're intrigued to see these next few days.
Well, I mean, just coming out your way down in Atlanta, I think Riley Ridley, wide receiver from Georgia, is one that is intriguing. People are all over the map on him in terms of where he can go. Some people view him as a guy that is like one of the safest bets at wide receiver, but you just don't know how fast he is. So what he does here will really go a long way to determine whether he joins his brother Calvin as a first-round pick. I think when you go and really look at the quarterback class, I think it is a big discussion on who ranks as the number one guy. Is it Dwayne Haskins? Is it Kyler Murray? You talk about Kyler Murray's height. Can you get past that, and can he play in the league, and are you willing to adapt your offense to make sure he can be successful? Do you want Dwayne Haskins, who has all of the prototypical stuff that we've always wanted from franchise quarterbacks for years, but he's only played as a starter for one season? So where does that kind of fit in the quarterback evaluation? Then you have guys like Drew Locke and Daniel Jones and others who are also vying to be first-round picks at the position. But at the end of the day, this draft will be known for the meat and potatoes, meaning the defensive line is loaded. There are a ton of guys that can come and be difference makers at the point of attack, whether it's Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, Montez Sweat from Mississippi State, Jalen Ferguson, who is coming out of Louisiana Tech. There are a ton of guys that can play on the front line and impact the game. It's really exciting for teams that are looking to kind of reset the foundation of their franchises by really building a strong defense.
Bucky, expand a little bit on what you said with the quarterbacks. When you talk about who shakes out at number one, what are teams going to be looking for? I mean, they're going to get a chance to throw at pro days on their own campus and all that kind of stuff. Is it more of just, I don't want to say a disruptive setting, but maybe a setting where they don't have all their comfort zone that they're trying to figure out about these guys?
It's a little bit about like them being in an uncomfortable environment and how they choose to compete, how they perform in that. But quarterbacks, more so than anything, the interviews matter, because what you want to do is you want to assess where they are in terms of their football acumen. What do they know? What have they been asked to process? How quickly can they pick up on some of the complex concepts that some teams like to use? Do you have to meet them halfway and take their system and mix it with your system so they can be successful? For the quarterbacks, it is really the mental game. How do you command the room? Do you have leadership ability? Can they view you as the face of the franchise? Can they view you as a guy that is leading the team out of the tunnel because your leadership skills are so exemplary? There's a lot of stuff that you're trying to assess with the quarterbacks, and a little of it has to do with their physical ability. It more has to do with determining what their intangible qualities are.
You know, speaking of that, you're talking about a guy like Kyler Murray, and I know that we're still trying to evaluate him. I mean, it hasn't done a whole lot. The combine just started. But when you look at him and his stature and his skill set as a quarterback, what type of offense do you think that he needs to be in to be successful at the next level?
I think Kyler can play in any system, to be honest. Like, I think a lot of it is overblown. I think if you go back and check the numbers, he had maybe the fewest batted passes of anyone in college football last year, the starting quarterback. He only had five passes that were batted at the line of scrimmage. Based on the way he throws the ball, the arm angles, he gets the ball out and he can find passing lanes. And we've seen, Drew Brees in New Orleans, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, those guys having success has helped teams kind of become comfortable with having a guy that is a non-prototypical quarterback in the position. I think the big thing that Kyler can do is he can kind of change the narrative about him. Everyone is focusing on the height. Everyone is focusing on, like, oh, does he really love football because he had the baseball deal that he walked away from? I think if he dazzles on the turf, meaning if he shows out as an athlete, because there have been, like, reports that he may run in the 4.3 range. Mm-hmm. If he runs in the 4.3 range and then he puts that A-plus arm talent, all that conversation about his height will go out the window, and people would then begin to tap into the imagination of what could we do with a special athlete like this at the quarterback spot.
Bucky Brooks joining us on the WadeFor.com hotline, NFL Network analyst. Of course, NFL Network's going to have all your live coverage of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine. Starts up tomorrow, takes you through the 4th. You talked about the deep defensive draft, and obviously that's a need right here for this franchise here. What do you think these teams are looking for nowadays? We hear about the difference in the college game versus the pro game, especially at line of scrimmage play. What do you think, especially let's take our local team here, how they're looking to evaluate some of these guys?
The game is so different. You know, like the college game is so different, and they kind of speed it up with all the no huddle, quick tempo stuff. It makes it really hard. It's hard to evaluate offensive linemen because they rarely fire out and play what we call big boy football, where they're asked to move people off the ball. It's hard to evaluate running backs because the lanes are so big and you're doing it. And then in quarterbacks, it's really difficult because you really don't know how complex these systems are. And so when you think about the teams and what you're trying to assess, the challenge is trying to take what you see on tape, have a conversation with the player, and then kind of spit it out and figure out what is he going to be at the next level. That's the challenge that all of these teams are facing as they kind of go through the combine and try to pinpoint which players are guys that they deem to be high prospects on their boards.
When you look at this draft, this combine coming up, Buck, I know every year there is one guy that everybody kind of slept on at the combine. You know, one guy that everybody kind of slept on leading up to the combine, and then at the combine he kind of breaks out. If you could guesstimate that right now, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to it or if there's a favorite you have in this combine, who would be your dark horse in this combine to be the guy to say, hey, man, don't sleep on this cat. This cat might be a special player.
I think the guy that's going to be the toughest one for everyone is going to be the corner from LSU, Greedy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy Williams has been talked about as like a top corner. But then when you talk to NFL teams, they're really undecided on how good he really is. There's questions about his tackling, his toughness, his overall physicality, those things. However, I've been told by multiple people down at LSU that he is going to light it up when it comes to running and testing, and that is going to cloud the evaluation because people may view him as a shutdown corner, but there's several teams that tell me he doesn't have that kind of ability, and that's where the dilemma comes from. Do you value the player that you saw on tape versus the athlete that you see on the field? He's going to challenge how scouts evaluate the position and what they value more.
So, Bucky, what do you remember about this whole process about the combine and getting ready for the draft? What is your most fond memory of going through this whole process?
I think my fondest memory is when I went through it personally back in 94. You know, like back then, it was an unknown deal. You're kind of going to this mysterious place. You didn't know what you were going to be doing. You didn't know the test they were going to ask you to run. So you kind of walk in blind and ill-prepared. But I think when you're a kid, and I think most kids that play football dream of having an opportunity to play at the next level, at the highest level. And then you walk in and you see the Jimmy Johnsons and the Al Davises. You see the coaches that you used to look at on TV, and now you have an opportunity to kind of state your case. I think for everyone that is here, everyone that has an opportunity to get one step closer to the dream, I think it kind of harkens back to the time that they're 7 and 8 years old running back into the park, and now they're that much closer to being the guy that they claim to be when they're on the playground. I think that is exciting, and that's the fun part to watch when I see these guys kind of laying on the line this weekend.
Follow him on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks. He's going to be part of the NFL Network coverage. It's going to be happening March 1st through the 4th on NFL Network in 2019 NFL Scouting Combine. Bucky, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Have fun up there.
Don't work too hard, man.
I'm not going to work too hard. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
There you go. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.